Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Have you ever asked yourself, and I'm sure you have, what's keeping your business from growing? If you don't think about it, how can you get to where you want to be? And where do you want to be? Do you understand how much you want to grow your business? Do you understand where you want to go? Do you understand how to do that? So let's talk about a few points that will keep you from growing your business. One is fear. Fear is the enemy of all business people. Should I hire an additional salesperson? Should I go into new markets? What's the year going to be like? Is it going to be a successful year or is it going to be a down year? Should I base my yearly budget on being very conservative or should I be optimistic? Fear, you have to think about why you are afraid. What's keeping me from getting to where I want to be? What is the fear of just walking through the door of success? Is it lack of management skills? Do you know how to manage your people correctly? Do you understand what good management techniques are? Do you understand how to bring people to your side, how to get them to understand? You know, many employees don't understand where the payroll comes from. They don't relate to it coming from sales and productivity and being very successful and reaching out into the marketplace and dealing with all the frustrations of sales. And maybe you don't understand prospecting in sales, because if you don't understand how to get the business, if you don't understand prospecting in sales, well, where are you going to go? Sales are what drives the business. It creates the revenue. And what creates the sale? The prospect. So you really want to say, what can I do to improve my prospecting and my sales? Well, have you ever thought about what's not working in your business? Most people just get up in the morning, they walk into their business, they just do their daily routines, but they never sit and just stare off into space and say to themselves, what do I need to improve upon? What's not working here? If you think about what's not working and you correct it, doesn't it make sense that it's going to absolutely fall into place, everything's going to be fine, and you're going to be profitable? But if you're not planning, if you don't understand what needs to be done, if you don't have a plan, if you don't know where to go next, if you don't know what you need to create, if you don't know what marketing you need, if you don't know how many salespeople you need, if you don't know what about customer service, if there's no plan, and I'm not talking about 100 pages, I'm talking about a 3-page outline as to where you want to go. And in that plan, there has to be consistency. You can't say one thing to your employees one day and then do something the next day that's different. They have to really understand where you want to go. And that creates the question that you have to ask yourself is, am I focusing on business? Am I focusing on what I need to do? Am I focusing on my management skills? Am I focusing on my prospecting and sales? Am I focusing on the weakness of my business? Do I have a proper plan? Am I consistent? Think about it. Be thoughtful. Don't just think about it and let the thought pass by. If you just work on a few of these things, work on all of them, you're going to find that you're much more successful, and add your own thoughts to the list and then really get to it. This is the year to become extremely successful, to have that breakout year in your business and then have that breakout year every year for the rest of your business working time. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.